What if the most powerful speech you'll ever give is already living inside you, disguised as casual advice to a friend, a lesson you taught your child, or a story you shared at dinner? Most of us overlook the profound wisdom embedded in our everyday experiences, dismissing our struggles as too ordinary and our insights as too obvious. Yet these are precisely the moments that hold transformative power. When a former stand-up comedian named Judy Carter discovered this truth, she revolutionized how people approach public speaking. Her insight was radical in its simplicity. You don't need to become someone else to inspire an audience. You need to unearth the message already living in your story and learn to share it with clarity and heart. This approach has launched countless speaking careers, turning accountants into communication experts and hairstylists into business consultants. Not by manufacturing false expertise, but by recognizing the value of lived experience. The hardest thing you've ever overcome isn't just a memory, it's a masterclass waiting to be taught. That moment when you felt completely lost, scared, or defeated, and somehow found your way through, contains lessons others desperately need. Erin Ralston spent 127 hours trapped by a boulder in a Utah canyon. After amputating his own arm to survive, he transformed that experience into a speaking career built around one powerful message: step out of the grave and into your life again. You don't need a Hollywood-worthy crisis to have something valuable. A divorced mother who rebuilt her life teaches emotional resilience. A former accountant who conquered social anxiety now coaches introverted professionals. To uncover these hidden lessons, write two eulogies, one from colleagues, one from loved ones. What would they say you taught them? Keep a transformation journal, documenting moments when challenges became breakthroughs. That canceled flight that taught you about human kindness, that failed project that revealed your resilience. These aren't just memories, they're curriculum material. Look for patterns across your experiences. Maybe you've repeatedly navigated change, rebuilt after setbacks, or helped others find their voice. These recurring themes become the backbone of your message. Patricia Fripp became president of the National Speakers Association not despite being a hairstylist, but because of it. Her salon experience taught her everything about customer retention, referrals, and service pricing. Your credentials include formal education and job experience, but also volunteer leadership, hobby achievements, and problems you've solved. If your credentials feel thin, build them strategically. Self-publish a book, launch a podcast, create YouTube content, speak for free at local events. Each engagement strengthens your credibility portfolio. But remember, you can't talk about winning when you're still losing. Your message must align with your lived experience and demonstrated results. Effective speaking isn't about showcasing brilliance. It's about diagnosing problems before prescribing solutions. Like physicians, speakers help audiences recognize problems they've been tolerating. Meeting planners hire speakers to address three categories: wealth, financial concerns, career advancement, health, wellness, stress management, and relationships, team dynamics, connections. To understand your audience's problems, interview actual potential audience members, not other speakers. When Carter explored humor for stress reduction, she interviewed cancer survivors at Gilda's Club, gaining invaluable insights and her first speaking engagement. Organize using the core promise formula. You know how specific audience has this problem where they detailed problem. From my experiences, professional background, and what I learned from personal struggles, I show audiences how they can specific results by unique solution approach. Be specific. Instead of business professionals struggle with time management, say mid-level managers in technology companies struggle to balance strategic planning with daily operational demands. Your opening 60 seconds are critical. Win your audience immediately or fight uphill the entire presentation. Control your image through proper introduction, force an audience reaction, and announce your core promise. Thoroughly explore their problems before offering solutions. Establish credibility through a success story demonstrating how you've helped others. Deliver three memorable action steps, concrete, practical solutions from your experiences. The heart of your speech is your heart story, your eureka moment when everything changed. Conclude with a powerful call to action, motivating immediate implementation. humor isn't optional, it's essential. As one speaker noted, there are two kinds of speakers, funny speakers and unemployed speakers. You don't need to be a comedian. Audiences don't expect constant laughs, making your humor more impactful. The best way to diffuse hostility? Self-mockery. When NPR challenged Carter to make a monotone Navy officer funny, she had him embrace his uptight image. "Last night, I got wild. I drank milk one day past the expiration date." The room erupted. Several formulas work reliably. "I know what you're thinking," acknowledges audience perceptions, then delivers a funny retort. List of three, establishes a pattern with two serious items, then surprises with the third. Act out, brings stories alive by physically becoming characters, even objects and animals. Mashup, transforms boring credentials. "I'm a nurse and a stand-up comic, so I never get a break from asses." Humor creates connection and makes your message memorable, ensuring your impact lasts long after the applause fades. Audiences forgive everything but phoniness. They detect insincerity within seconds. Your unique expression matters more than perfect technique. Speak authentically, quirks and all, as long as you're genuine. To memorize without sounding robotic, master five sections: opening, humor punchlines, transitions, idea outline, and closing call to action. Don't retell stories, relive them with vivid sensory details. Leave room for reactions through strategic pauses. When delivering punchlines or key points, maintain steady eye contact, keep your head up, hold for impact, lean toward the audience, and use inviting hand gestures. Professional speakers connect through expressions, emotions, and body language, not notes. These techniques transform information delivery into genuine connection, making your message resonate both emotionally and intellectually. Most successful speakers start by speaking for free. Jim Cathcart, a clerk with no college degree, became one of the world's most decorated speakers by volunteering at his local JC's chapter. After 400 speeches in 2 years, his big break came through a member referral. Free gigs provide essential marketing materials: video clips, testimonials, stage time, referrals, and paying clients. To get paid gigs, you need a knockout demo video showing authentic footage of real speaking ability, not expensive production tricks. Transform your message into products: books, DVDs, downloads, or unique items. Swedish speaker Babin Larsson turned her independent story into merchandise, featuring jar openers, doubling her income through back-of-room sales. Grow your business through strategic positioning. Identify your ideal audience, craft messaging addressing their pain points, and build credibility through consistent visibility. Network within target industries by joining professional associations, contributing to publications, and appearing on podcasts. Each touchpoint strengthens your reputation and expands reach. Speaking isn't just about the stage. It's about building a movement around your message, creating lasting transformation beyond any single presentation. Your message creates ripples extending far beyond formal speaking engagements. Suze Orman transformed from buttercup bakery waitress to financial empire builder by listening to customers' money concerns and creating accessible solutions. Her message of financial freedom led to best-selling books, award-winning TV shows, and products helping millions. Stories surround us constantly in grocery lines, meetings, salons, and chance encounters. These aren't time wasters, but opportunities to create ripples of inspiration. Living your message requires consistent authenticity, turning personal problems into relatable moments, standing up for values when inconvenient, and pushing past fear. This might mean declining lucrative opportunities misaligned with your core message, or sharing vulnerable moments others can learn from. Remember Martha Graham's wisdom about keeping your creative channel open, not for yourself, but for others who desperately need your unique perspective. Everyone has something worth sharing, including you. The question isn't whether you have something valuable to say, but whether you'll find courage to say it. Your ripples might become waves transforming lives in ways you never imagined. Book that speaking gig. Take the microphone. Speak your truth. Your message is already inside you. It's time to let it out.